This hour of the Jason Rand Show is brought to you by PRMIseattle.com, Primary Residential Mortgage. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. So let's find out what's trending.
What's trending? The coronavirus.
Get ready for more guidance coming from the CDC on masks. You heard that right. More guidance. Revised guidance. Yes, you also heard that right. Can we just briefly, I took notes on the different guidance that we got from the CDC on masks specifically.
You took notes?
Remember, number one, we were told, don't wear masks. Don't buy them. Don't wear them. They do not work. Then they came out and said, okay, you should wear not just a mask, but facial coverings of any kind. Get those face coverings. Then they said, okay, hold up. Get cloth coverings, not just facial coverings. Make sure they're cloth coverings in addition to the masks. But don't use bandanas, even though last month we told you bandanas were okay. Don't use bandanas. Then they started to say the same thing over and over again, but in addition to banning the bandanas, they said, don't use or wear those gaiter? Those stupid things on the neck that you put over your dumb face.
Yeah, gaiter.
Yeah, don't do that. And that's how they said it in the CDC, over your dumb face. Then they said, that doesn't work. Don't do that. You want the cloth ones because it has multiple layers. Then it was, wear 15 masks at once. You can double mask it or put so many on. Not only can we not identify you, you will probably suffocate and die. They took that one back. They said, JK, just you wear two. And so people did that. Then they said, wear the surgical mask, but then the cloth mask over that. Then it was, as recently as just a couple weeks ago, cloth masks don't work either. We're not going to change the guidance yet, but cloth masks don't work. CDC hasn't officially said that, but all the experts have said that. The same experts who told you to wear the cloth masks now say, don't wear the cloth masks. They don't do anything. Just wear the surgical ones, the blue ones. Or the black ones, or the yellow ones, or the pink ones. They come in very different colors, and it's adorable. You can accessorize so it matches your outfit or your eyes. I do it to match my hair, my jet black hair. That's why I wear black.
I wear the same color every single day.
Thanks to Just for Men last week. So I was getting a little bit too many grays, and so I was like, I don't want that because you can really see the grays on my hair because my hair is so black. So I definitely did that. But other than that, they haven't really done anything different, except for every single month you get something a little bit different. Weird. So now they're going to come out with some new guidance that I'm sure won't confuse anyone and will not make us susceptible to purchasing masks that we think are the right ones, but actually are just ripoffs, ironically coming from China, and yet somehow being sold on Amazon. They're now saying, or will say, you should get the KN95 masks or the N95 masks, which are as uncomfortable as you might expect them to be. I've been forcing Peyton to wear a KN95 mask all this week. Have I not?
You have been.
How does it feel?
I mean, I'm used to it at this point now.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you do feel like you're just sucking in your own air single time.
It is the worst.
But that's good. I mean, the mask has little ventilation, so I'm either going to pass out or I'm not going to.
How many times have you passed out today?
Like 7, maybe 8?
No, those are the ones you remember.
Oh, there's more?
There are very many more.
Did I hit my head when I fell?
Well, I've been asking that a long time ago. The straps are very tight.
Yes, they pull on my ears and
very hard. Now, I think I said this last week, the first time I traveled before anyone started to sort of be a little bit more sane in a more mainstream way on mask wearing, I bought a KN95 mask. And I can't remember where I was going.
Florida?
I don't know if it was before.
No,
I think I went to Vegas. Maybe it was wherever it was. I went. It must have been Florida because it was a long flight, and I wore the KN95, and oh my God, did my ears hurt after hour two? It was killing me how much it hurt.
That's all the further you made it was hour two.
Before complaining.
Oh, okay.
I had to wear it because I was on a plane and I didn't want to get yelled at by the. We had the Seattle-based flight crew, which meant they definitely were yelling at people at the time to make sure the masks are up. it's super uncomfortable. And the problem with these masks are, if you can find one that's a legitimate one, they are more expensive than the cloth masks. Significantly so. I guess it kind of depends on how many you buy and where you buy it. But according to Jasmine, just some random woman that Cairo 7 stopped on the street and said, "Hey, you seem moderately attractive enough to put on TV so you won't scare people. And best case scenario, you'll bring some people to the fold. Can I ask you a quick question? What do you think of the whole KN95 or N95 mask stuff?"
Now that it's required, they definitely rose the price up, I've noticed. These changes can be overwhelming for a lot of people.
Okay, we don't have to do the overwhelming thing, but it's so funny. It's so much more expensive. And so our friend Dee Dee Sun from Cairo 7 TV, I don't know why she went to a website called Camel Camel Camel, but that's where she went to get this information, suggesting that the cost of a 40 KN95 mask package, so 40 of these masks on Amazon, tripled over the last month. It used to be $26.99, and now it's $75.99, citing Camel Camel Camel, which is a site for camel enthusiasts, so I don't know why we're going there for Amazon price comparisons. But I don't know if that's because someone's getting taken advantage of, meaning the company who's selling the, it's because it's not coming from Amazon, it's a third-party seller. Are they jacking up the price, or is it due to supply-demand, where they have a small supply, high demand?
I must have bought, like, fake knockoff KN95s then last week.
Probably.
Because I found them at Safeway in 3 packs for $1.99 each. So there's no way, if this thing's legitimate, that it's doing any sort of...
But that's actually expensive. $2?
$2 for
a
three
piece?
Masks. No, well, it's
oh,
a
it's
three
for
pack.
All three. Okay, not per... Okay. Is that, I don't even know how much I spent on them. I don't care.
Yeah, you don't ever check anything before you swipe your card.
So apparently you can clean and reuse these masks. And they're saying that, and they're giving that advice, and I've seen a whole bunch of sites now that provide some details on how to do it. So, according to the Journal of Emergency Medicine, they say all you have to do for the N95 mask, which none of you will get because that's the really expensive one that's for healthcare professionals. The KN95 one is the easier one.
The one that you're going to buy just
I'm not buying
anything. You have money.
Well, that's that
going to become
true.
A status thing.
They 100%. You only have to put it in a paper bag for 3 to 4 days. And then it'll kill the virus. The virus goes away. This is according to the Journal of Emergency Medicine. They say a study by a team of Harvard Beth Israel doctors found you can also microwave steam a mask, rigging up a system with household items. Because you're definitely going to do that.
Do I need to microwave it for 3 days?
Write all of this down. This is separate from the bag. You can either put it in the bag that you end up throwing away on day 4 because you forget you put the mask in it. So that was all a waste. Or you can set up a microwave steam rigging system with household items. They put 60 milliliters, which is about 2 ounces, they could have just said 2 ounces, of distilled water in a glass Tupperware. I don't know what a glass Tupperware is. I know what Tupperware is, and I know what a glass is. So
Tupperware
I'm wondering if they just forgot to put a dash or some, or a slash by it. Cover it with mesh from a produce bag.
Does it have to be a produce bag?
Mesh from a produce bag?
Like a bag of potatoes?
Is that what that is?
I'd assume
like,
so.
Okay.
That's like a mesh bag.
Okay, so
apples?
Carbo load.
Apples come in a mesh bag.
Do they?
If you buy them by like the 20.
Actual bags. And then secure it. They set the mask on top and microwaved it for 3 minutes. Researchers said the microwave steaming method was highly effective at cleaning the mask. Now, as most people who have ever operated these masks before, worn them before, operated, you know that they have that metal piece around the nose, which incredibly, incredibly uncomfortable as well. So Dee Dee says, the study wrote, it's important to note that the microwave treatment did not result in sparks, even when there was metal present on the N95, which is consistent with previous reports, because you're not supposed to put metal in a microwave.
Yeah, we all learned that by like the age of like 19, 20, maybe 21.
After the first dorm room catches fire. So you're not supposed to do that. But this is what Dee Dee Sun wrote in her story. God bless her. She goes, This reporter does not own a microwave and did not test this method. Try at your own risk. To which then I immediately sent a message to Didi and said, you're answering this on record. What the hell is wrong? What do you mean you don't have a microwave? How do you not have a microwave?
That was literally what I asked.
I said, okay, question on the record. Why don't you own a microwave? She said, ha, ha, ha. She said something I'm not supposed to repeat. And then she said, then on the record, she's blaming her boyfriend, or excuse me, her husband, who says, he can be particular about counter space. And then an emoji with the laughing with the tears.
That's not
he was choosing between a toaster and a microwave, and he didn't want both. So they went with the toaster oven.
Did they at least get one of the toaster ovens that can, like, air fry and do all
Doesn't say. It just says, she just says, I didn't ask a follow-up. I'm not a professional reporter.
This is so embarrassing of you, Jason. Be a better asker of questions.
An asker of questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Learn the American language better and gooder.
Why say more that? Word when less Dumb. Word do trick?
Okay, traffic relate.
Watch for a crash reported in Lakewood, southbound 5 near 96. That's over on the right shoulder, but that's causing a backup from 72nd Street in Tacoma. Also, watch for a stall in Federal Way, southbound 5, just south of 272nd Street. It's blocking the right lane. That's causing some slowing. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Shop Mattress Firm's new bed, new you sale, and shop select beds starting at $159.99. Plus, in-stock items even get immediate delivery. I'm Tiama Fulton, AM 770 KTTH Traffic.
Local tax expert Greg Nunn says the IRS is offering relief options to help taxpayers affected by COVID-19 who owe the IRS, and that includes those currently in a payment arrangement. Contact Greg at 425-947-1967 or Google NUNN, Nunn Better Tax Resolution. Find out what else is trending.
What's trending? Legal.
Whenever there are new laws, there comes a time where you look at them and you see, okay, where do they apply, right? When we're talking about anything that changes taxes and tax collection, where do they apply? And it usually hits us as individuals. Sometimes it hits us as business owners. Then you look at the same laws and say, okay, generally they're written by people who don't quite understand how technology works. How will that impact the tech that we have, the tech that we use? This is a bill, a law that's now in effect, impacting taxes as they relate to third-party payment processors, such as Venmo, PayPal, the Cash App, Zelle. Is that what it is? Zelle? I don't use that one.
You don't use Zelle?
I don't know anyone who uses Zelle.
I use Zelle all the time.
But they all basically do the same thing, which is you can pay someone via this app or pay a business via this app that's connected to your bank account, and you automatically digitally pay the other person. So instead of giving them a $20 bill because you owe them for your part of lunch or whatever, you can Venmo them, which never really picked up, but people still say.
What do you mean it never really picked up? Everyone.
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't.
Everyone says
I can
that.
PayPal you. That one makes sense.
Venmo me real quick.
I don't like that.
Well, it's because you're not hip with the kids.
I have a Venmo account that I forgot the password. So this new law says, those companies have to report to the IRS a user's business transaction if it exceeds $600 over the course of the year. Now, it used to be, before this law went into effect, $20,000 would have to be reported. So now it went from $20,000 to now it's at $600. Previously, you would get the 1099-K form if your gross income exceeded that. And by the way, it had to be 200 separate transactions within a calendar year. So now it's just $600. And it's causing a lot of people some concern. This law was changed because of the Democrats' American Rescue Plan. That didn't rescue anyone from anything. It's actually kind of embarrassing how it's working, or not. People are saying, "What? That kind of defeats the purpose of using Venmo. Of course I'm going to spend more than $600 every time I go out and get dinner, or maybe I'm doing this with a roommate and I'm paying them for my half of the rent because they covered it, it's easier. It's going to hurt me." Now, turns out that's not actually what this is, but that's the perception of what this is. This only impacts you with business transactions. Though in fairness, if you're doing a business transaction payment via PayPal or Venmo, you're going to get hit by this and have this automatically reported on something you've already paid the taxes for, especially when it comes to PayPal. I don't know if Venmo is being used in businesses. It's mostly PayPal. You can do that online if you go buy movie theater tickets, for example. Now, you may not get hit. You're not going to get double tax, but that stuff automatically gets sent to the government, gets sent to the IRS, which might put you on alert because you're cheating in other ways and you think this might get their attention, and maybe it does. But you just, from a privacy standpoint, you don't want to turn over this stuff that you don't think you should have to turn over, and you shouldn't have to turn over that in a perfect world. But now you would. And a lot of people who use these apps, and they usually are younger folks, the hip people.
All the kids, Jason.
All the kids use it. They especially don't like this idea. And so they're saying, well, I'm just not going to use this app anymore because I don't want the IRS knowing this information about me, as if they don't already know this information about you. So Fox News went out and just asked some random people in Philadelphia what they thought.
They didn't used to do it, and now they're doing it, which sucks.
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 Sucks, man. They used to not do it, and now they do it. And I don't want them to do it, and I want to go back to the time where they didn't do it. But now they're doing it, and it's kind of, it's personal. They're doing it to me, and I don't like them doing it.
Finds its way into everything.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to life. Welcome to the world in which we live. Yes, the IRS finds itself in everything.
Someday they're going to start telling me to, like, you know, pay some of my money from the cash.
I think it's annoying.
Well, yeah, they are. I think it's annoying and stuff.
I think it's inevitable.
It's kind of ridiculous. It's weird. That wasn't the point.
That just makes it a lot less convenient to use.
They gave it to me to have for a reason. It's a business, yes, but not in effect. Like, if I needed to give her $20 and we did that in a year, it adds up to $600. It's just helping my friend.
It's pretty easy to accumulate up to $600 and have to figure out tax on that. So it's challenging to track.
So again, almost certainly the way that they're using it is not impacted by this new law, but they think it is. And why is that important, Producer Peyton? Why does it matter that they perceive this new law to impact their usage of Zelle or PayPal or Venmo? What will they stop using as a result of that perception?
Venmo, PayPal,
exactly.
Zelle.
Kind of hurts those companies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because of how poorly this has been described, poorly messaged. And most media outlets, Fox News, by the way, not being one of them, because they were up front at literally up front on the story saying that's not, you're almost certainly not going to be impacted. But they still believe it's going to impact them. And they're just giving up. That is, number one, an indictment of the messaging of this new law. The messaging coming from Venmo and PayPal and Zelle and all those other things. But also of millennials who use these stupid apps. It is. It's an indictment. They're dumb. They're stupid. It's okay. We can acknowledge it. They're idiots. They're dum-dums.
You're a millennial.
I'm technically a millennial, but I'm a wise one.
No. You just clumped us all together. If you want to be,
excuse me.
If you want to be young and hip with the kids, you're one of us.
I might be a millennial, but I identify as a boomer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forget that we get to do that.
It is fluid. Yep. Age is fluid, my friend. Just look at my Tinder profile. Because I am definitely 28 years old.
For like the 30th year in a row.
I am 28, coming up on 11 years in March.
Why do you lie to people about your age? Just let them know that you're 64.
Oh, because everyone's swiping right. Don't worry, I've never had to have that conversation. I haven't logged into my Tinder profile. I wonder if it's still there.
It's still there. There's
got to still be
no
there.
Matches.
I wonder if I go up. That'll be the problem. Been on there for like 5 years probably. Whenever Tinder was a thing, I got a profile. I have not logged. It's not even on my phone. But I never deleted anything. I wonder if I log on and I'm going to have like 12,000 swipe lefts.
You'll have like 3.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any. And the people who swipe right probably know who I am just to cuss me out.
Man, that would be a good one to get cussed out on
that's
Tinder.
That's definitely why I'm not going to pop it up on my phone. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to join the conversation, send me a text. 1-800-465-8770.
Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Ranch Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
Hey, look at that. It's 4:30, more or less, on a weekday afternoon. That means it's time for the Big Local. Brought to you by Alpine Specialty Services. Online at alpineclean.com. This is the part of the show where we completely ignore stories coming out of Seattle. And instead, we focus all of our attention on the communities you live in and care about most. And we start across three cities in King County, Maple Valley, Kent, and Renton, because they are victims of a puzzling serial arsonist. Puzzling to me, because generally speaking, when you are a serial arsonist, which just basically means you have a penchant from burning things down, lots of things, many times in a row sometimes, you usually do it under the cover of darkness. You sneak into a spot, you burn it, and then you run off. Sometimes, if movies are accurate, you come back the next day as the fire department is still putting out the fire and clearing out the burning embers. And then it turns out you are the son of the fire chief. Based on that one movie, it was a Finnish movie too, so it wasn't based here. But I wonder how much of that happens. It makes total sense if you're an arsonist. In that case, he wasn't just an arsonist, he was a pyromaniac. But this
just
dude...
striving to get his father's attention, no less.
No, he just wanted to burn things.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he was a crazy person. In this case, guy seems crazy because he's burning things, he's starting fires in front of shoppers at local Fred Meyer stores. So he's just going to the Fred Meyer's, and he's just starting a fire in front of people. Which is... like, that's a next-level brazen behavior, right? To do that in front of people, it's almost like you either want to get caught and police staffing is causing issues where they can't get to you fast enough, or you're taking advantage of the fact that, at least you perceive, the King County Sheriff's Office not being able to get to you in time.
Because his father is the chief of police, and he's looking for attention and love that he didn't get as a child.
Does Rafael Padilla have a kid? I'm kidding. It's obviously that's not what it is. Deputies say the suspect hit three grocery stores 3 days in a row on January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And obviously they said, hey, this is kind of odd because usually they hide their crimes or they hide themselves doing the crime. You can't really hide a fire. And if you did, that's just like a little campfire that went out on its own. And we wouldn't be talking to you right now, Como. Deputies say the suspect has distinctive shoes. Okay, right now you and I are prime suspects.
Yeah, what the heck?
Well, it says distinctive shoes. It doesn't say what makes them distinct. What's so distinct about them?
Are they
super ugly? Which also rules both of us in still, because I got you those ugly shoes, yeah. And I got those Kyrie shoes. But also... a tattoo on his left hand, which I can't have. Jews can't get tattoos and be put in Jewish cemeteries. You've got, that looks like, oh, that's a large piece of donut. Never mind.
Yeah, hey, it's a maple bar.
And an injury above his left eyebrow covered in some type of bandage.
My injury is on my right eyebrow.
It's true. Okay, so you're at, well, what if they were looking at you?
Instead in a mirror? Of like,
yeah. They saw you in the because it doesn't tell you where in the Fred Meyer store, so maybe it was done in front of some of the TVs that they were selling.
Oh, and they saw my reflection.
Or in the mirror section.
Okay.
Aisle 11. Investigator said suspect is also associated with dark-colored four-door sedan, although he may ride public transportation.
You ride public transportation. I drive a silver sedan.
Yeah, but at night it could be dark to them.
I guess I do have a very dark window.
How'd they go from he's associated with a dark colored four door sedan, but he also might ride public transportation. If he rides public transportation, how hard is that to track? They have cameras on board.
Maybe he doesn't ride public transportation.
Then why would they throw that out? Although he may ride this. You can't figure that out? They literally have cameras on board. And what do you mean he's associated with a car? What does he hang out with it, but doesn't like won't put a ring on it?
Maybe he's got a driver.
Calls Ubers all the time.
The first crime.
He only goes after the Fred Meyers. Is that a coincidence? It can't be a coincidence if it's across Maple Valley, Renton, and Kent.
I mean, maybe it's like a top tier Safeway employee who is just trying to get rid of the competition.
That actually could be, although you know, Safeway's the place, if we're being honest, where we would expect something like this to go down, right? Because Fred Meyer's kind of in the middle. Right, Safeway's at the bottom, with
sure.
respect.
Yeah, Fred Meyer's mid-tier.
In this world, we're not including Whole Foods and PCC and all that stuff. In this world, QFC is probably higher, right? It's the high-ender one.
Probably on par with ish. Fred Meyer, yeah.
Is it?
They got really good fried chicken, but outside of that, I don't know much else.
But Fred Meyer is like the poor man's Costco.
Sure, yeah.
Right? Because they just try to do everything.
Too, yeah.
It's weird that they are targeting them. I'm with you, actually. Maybe it's the son of a Safeway owner.
Yeah, trying to just help the family business and whatnot. This story ticks me off as a former Fred Meyer employee for 3 weeks. Well, apparel department. Folded a bunch of clothes till midnight.
Couldn't cut it there, and then comes crawling over.
Yeah,
here.
You're the one who hired me, so.
Yeah, biggest mistake of my life. Let's get producer Tom on the line. I've got audio now of the school board meeting in Mukilteo. They are considering whether or not they're going to ban the required reading of To Kill a Mockingbird. They wouldn't ban it from the library because that would be a ban that goes too far. But they will ban it from the required reading list, or at least that's what activists and the instruction committee members want them to do. They argue that it is a book that is traumatizing to black students. It's a book that uses the N-word some 50 times without explaining it's not a good word to use, because I guess they're pretending that the teachers don't teach them that or parents don't teach them that at this age. And that it has a character that is white and comes to save the day, which is a white savior attitude that is inappropriate. It shouldn't be a story centered around a white person. It should be a story centered around a person of color, BIPOC member. But also, the author is white. So I wanted to play for you some of this audio because on the one hand, it's hysterical. On the other hand, it's terrifying. The first comment comes from a guy named Ed Glazier. He's the educational chair of the NAACP of Snohomish County. Now, while I couldn't see his entire face because of the mask, the guy appears to be white. It's a white dude. This white dude is calling out a book for featuring a white savior. A white dude who works for the NAACP is calling out a book for featuring as the main character a white savior. How ironic. The white dude at the NAACP calling out a book for not being woke enough. His name is Ed Glazier.
The end result was it won't be required in ninth grade, but teachers could still use it.
Yeah.
Same thing for seniors, juniors and seniors.
Okay, yeah, we got it. You don't have that much time.
But then at the end, teachers said, well, we need more training. We don't know how to do this. We don't know how to discuss racism.
Just real quick, they don't know how to discuss racism?
Yeah, that's the claim.
The school district, though, is implementing its anti-racist curriculum and DEI training, yeah?
Yeah, they're
on the students.
Yeah.
But teachers can't figure out how to teach To Kill a Mockingbird, a book that's, what was it published, in the 50s or 60s? You couldn't figure it out on the phone?
We don't know how to discuss the N-word.
No? Hold on. I know how to discuss it. Say it's a bad word. And they're using it in the book because at the time they were using it. And, oh, by the way, it's a book about racism, also something that's bad. There you go.
Oh, wow.
They need more training, though.
You got through that pretty well.
But it's still being allowed to be used by people who don't know how to use it. You're marginalizing students of color.
Oh, that's
African-American black students.
African-American black students. Okay.
If your teachers do not have the competency on how to utilize that book, and right now they said they do not have the competency.
But they will have the competency to teach a new book written by a member of a marginalized community about racism. That's what Ed Glazier is implying here. There was also a teacher who spoke, a teacher from Kamiak High School. Hey, we mocked them the other day. Verena Kuzmani. She wants the book to be banned. She wants to get rid of it. And she argues we've romanticized To Kill a Mockingbird, an award-winning book.
For whom this text exactly is a cherished classic.
Everyone.
I, as a white woman, am certainly not assuming that this book is a beloved classic that can teach people of all races.
Is she nervous or does she have to go to the bathroom?
Both, maybe?
Is this book, in fact, a cherished classic for white people or for members of the BIPOC community?
Is it just an either or can it just be a book that is cherished because it has a good message, it has a good story, people have been reading it, and it has sort of not really been attacked until semi-recently by crazy activists who see everything through a CRT lens?
We need to examine very closely whose view of history, whose historiography, and whose collective memory we are protecting and upholding and calling exempt from scrutiny. It is our belief that no text should be sacrosanct, and by our, I mean...
Except for How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram Kendi.
My colleagues and I, who presented this request for removal, and just as Confederate statues have no place in our cities and should be dethroned from their pillars of history, we should re-examine texts that do not provide our students of color, who continue to be marginalized in our society and in our schools, with an empowering narrative.
Okay. Got it. So the book has to empower specifically the BIPOC community. No one else, just the BIPOC community, a made-up phrase. And it's the equivalent of defending... never mind. I've given up. I'm done. I can't do it. It's like a Confederate statue. I can't do it. We can have reasonable conversations about books that are required reading. We should be having those conversations every single year. Books will come on that list. Books will be removed from that list. The question is, are you making those decisions for the right reasons? And I would say they're not making the right decision if they end up pulling this book. In fairness, because I watched this entire meeting that took place, the majority of the school board appeared to say, or at least lean in the direction of, no, we're not banning this book. We don't like what message that sends. But we'll see how they end up voting. They have until their next meeting's on the 24th. That's when they're going to be taking the vote. I'll be there, unfortunately, watching the stupid thing. I'm not there. I'll be watching on my couch because it's on Zoom. 1-800-465-8770. Send me your text. Traffic.
Shoulder, but it is causing a distraction and a heavy slowdown from Tacoma Mall Boulevard, adding about 15 minutes to your drive. And it's still in Federal Way. Southbound 5 at 272nd Street has been moved over to the right shoulder, but it's also causing a distraction. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Shop Mattress Firm's new bed, new you sale and shop select beds starting at $159.99. Plus in-stock items even get immediate delivery. I'm Tama Fulton, AM 770 KTTH traffic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lyle Love, DC. Do you have joint pain? At Laser Joint Centers, we successfully treat most chronic and acute pain using state-of-the-art high-intensity laser technology, a proven technology for helping to actually heal and regenerate the damage using your own stem cells. We've helped hundreds of people just like you with pain in your knees, hips, shoulders, back, neck, arthritis, even sciatica and neuropathy. Consultations are no charge. Call 425-739-8882. LaserJointCenters.com. That's LaserJointCenters.com.
Jason Rantz here for our local tax expert, Greg Nunn, who wants to make sure you understand that if you owe money to the IRS, you're in a tough spot because when they come collecting, you're not going to really know what to do. You could make the smart decision, call Greg Nunn, tell him about your situation, and see how he can help. He will deal with the IRS so you don't have to. And he will help you before your civil case gets referred to the criminal division. Do not wait until that happens. You know you owe money to the IRS for whatever reason. You know they're going to come to collect. You don't have to dread the moment that you finally open that mailbox to see the 90-day intent to levy notice. If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, Greg Nunn might be able to negotiate a settlement for up to 85% off the original amount owed, and that includes the penalties and interest. But you got to give him a call. 425-947-1967. 425-947-1967 or Google NUNN. None better tax resolution.
Hey, just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to fall apart like everyone else. And you really can feel better this year than you did 5, 10, even 20 years ago.
I've been a patient for about a year and a half. At the beginning of that period, I was walking like an old man. Now I'm back to the point where I'm rowing, walking 2 or 3 miles a day. That all feels real good to get my balance back, too. When I put on my pants, I do it in slow motion, and I don't have to lean against anything. That was not possible a year and a half ago. I owe a lot to the longevity program.
And the good news is, Longevity Medical Clinic is still offering a free health analysis appointment. It includes 2 free tests to let you know your risks for things like heart disease, dementia, diabetes, sexual dysfunction, and more. It's a new year. To schedule your free health analysis appointment, simply go to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
How about a simple New Year's resolution, one that even I was able to achieve? Reverse the clock on hair loss with Advanced Hair's simple one-day FUE treatment. You'll feel more confident and more youthful when you witness your own natural hair growing into those places that have been balding or thinning for years. I'm surprised and relieved every time I look in the mirror. You need to know what that feels like. From Advanced Hair's breakthrough technology to their highly experienced team, there is no one I would trust more than Advanced Hair Restoration. I experienced their exceptional standard of care firsthand. Your comfort and your results are the top priority of the entire Advanced Hair team. Celebrate this new year with a fuller head of hair and get a free consultation, $250 off, and 250 free hair grafts. Call 425-449-8185. That's 425-449-8185. Discover what meeting your resolutions could look like with the before and after pictures at advancedhair.com.
When our family needs work done on our house, we want a professional crew that is punctual, knowledgeable, and honest. And that's exactly what we found with Seatown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Hi there, it's Ursula Roytine. Our experience with Seatown was phenomenal. We needed a new electrical panel, and Seatown gave us a really detailed estimate, and their crew did exactly what they promised. Whether you need a new furnace this winter or your water heater breaks, Seatown has you covered. They are the region's premier one-stop shop for all of your electrical, plumbing, or HVAC needs. And because they guarantee that any installation they do will outlast industry standards, they're also going to become your trusted home service contractor. Call Seatown today and you'll get $50 off any service. 206-202-3738. That's 206-202-3738. Or go to SeaTownServices.com.
Call Seatown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Jason Rantz here for Alpine Specialty Services. I've got a long list in front of me of, with reasons that you should get your air ducts professionally cleaned. I won't go through all of them, but obviously with COVID being airborne, kind of makes sense to maybe clean out those air ducts, not because it's going to kill you, but because you don't want to get sick. No one wants to deal with that. You can get a handle of your allergies by getting rid of all that dust. You can get a fresh-smelling home with improved air quality indoors, which means getting rid of the odors and the mold and the bacteria. You cut down on those high-energy bills. You extend the life of an expensive heating system, which means, hey, you can keep your home safe from fires. The list goes on and on and on again some more. Alpine Specialty Cleaning brings their air duct super truck to your home. They will clean out those dirty air ducts, and they'll do it for $75 less than they normally do, if you mention KTTH. They've been in business for over 53 years. They're trusted by me. They're trusted by thousands of home and business owners in the Pacific Northwest. AlpineClean.com. Go there now. AlpineClean.com. Welcome back to the Jason Rantz Show. I demand to talk to Jack Rice. I want you to book Jack Rice. He is a 17-year-old from Edmonds Woodway High School. Because he has the patience of a saint. He has the patience of a saint. This is a kid who, according to the Herald, offers tech services to the elderly to help them set up their computers, their Ring doorbells, which their kids bought them but didn't help set up for them, apparently. So now they got to turn to some 17-year-old kid. He was the focus of the insufferably titled column by Andrea Brown. What's up with that?
Yeah, what was up with that?
She writes, he does free sessions at senior centers by phone and will even make house calls at no cost. Let's read that one more time. I'll take out some of the words in the middle just so I can highlight her dumb-dumbness. He does free sessions at no cost.
Oh, is that what free means?
Thank you, Andrea Brown.
Yeah, what was up with that?
He'll show you how to set up devices, text, share photos, surf the net, whatever you need. Who at this point, as an elderly person, doesn't know how to surf the interweb? Because there was at some point older people when the internet was just established, right?
Sure.
And commercially used and people. How old? How? What?
My 94-year-old grandmother has zero idea what technology is.
She doesn't speak English, though.
I mean, she tries. She speaks, like,
I know how she speaks. If I were to do that, I'd get fired.
You would.
So let's hear from our friend Jack, who I demand that you book the same way I demanded you book the woman from the quilting movement who's going to be on the show in the 5 o'clock hour, and I can't wait. Here's Jack.
My name is Jack Rice, and I'm 17 years old.
Hi, Jack.
I'm a junior at Edmonds Woodway High School.
Yeah, okay, I already did that.
And I run a nonprofit, Bridge.org, which stands for Building Roads into Different Generations.
Okay.
So I started Bridge when I was 13 years old, and after spending the summer with my grandparents, I recognized that they needed a lot of help with technology.
Why weren't you there to help them from the beginning? Why did you make them suffer for so long? Why did you wait until they suffered so much that finally you decided to come in and play hero? He played hero. And by the way, I should have mentioned this. He's a ginger.
Why do you need to mention that?
I'm just saying that comes with certain personalities.
I don't think that was necessary.
And I was able to provide them with that help.
Are you giving yourself your own Yelp review? Is this me leaving a review on Apple Podcast for the Jason Ranch Show under the name Definitely Not Jason?
What do you think of the Jason Ranch Show podcast?
5 stars.
So after recognizing this gap in technology between me and my grandparents, I decided to expand my services and recruit a couple other teenagers to help me create Bridge, which is a nonprofit which provides speaking services and classes where I teach seniors how to use smartphones and tablets and computers.
Oh my God, imagine having to do that. Oh my God. Teaching someone to write an email and they're sending you a text over and over and over again. Like, no. That's text. We're doing emails first. I've never heard of Prodigy. I don't know how to log on to Netscape. I don't know what's going on. I view this as the perfect opportunity to steal someone's identity. What's your password? Let me show you how to log on to chase.com. So let's set up a username. Do you have your checks? Okay, yeah, give me. No, it's all good. We'll void it. Don't worry. The internet doesn't allow anyone other than you to log on. Type in let's come up with a password. Let's just do password, but let's do it backwards. Here's Zelle.
You don't like the Herald, do you?
Hate the Everett Herald. By the way, just real quickly, good for Jack Rice. Good kid. Doing something good for the community. I would steal from these old people in a heartbeat. He's not. He's a good kid.
Can we slam the Herald real quick?
Yeah, they're the worst.
My Edmonds had this story July of 2021, so...
Well, the original one. He's obviously gone a little bit further out.
Yeah, but why do the same story 6 months later?
Because...
That's lazy writing.
Because you've got Andrea Brown, who's got the, I don't know, the curiosity of a bag of potatoes.
Nice.
In a mesh bag, though.